The Seven Doors. This meditation takes you to a special place where you will receive seven gifts from the angels. It can be used at any time you wish to connect with the angelic realms, but it's especially powerful when you wish to receive healing in the form of help, advice, comfort, or balance. Allow your thoughts to flow naturally. There's no need to force the giving and receiving process. And often you will receive a tangible object, but it could be a spoken word or even a sensation, such as love or serenity or the feeling of being held and supported. You're going to need pen and paper. And although it seems a strange concept to write down whilst you're meditating, this is exactly how channeled messages are received. So be prepared to be inspired and motivated by what you receive. Let's begin the meditation by sitting comfortably either at a table with a notepad in front of you or with a notepad and pen held in your hand and on your lap. You may like to light a candle to bring the angels closer to you. So sitting, breathing deeply, listening to the music, I'd like you to imagine that you are walking along a beautiful country lane. You are on your own, you feel totally at peace. And notice the blue sky, the green grass, the trees, the birds singing. Almost a lightness and a skip to your step. As you enjoy walking along the lane, I'd like you to imagine as you turn a bend that there is a beautiful house to your left. Have a look at it. It could be a mansion or it could be a cottage, but it's exactly the kind of house that you really like. There seems to be a glow from the windows as if a light is on inside. You feel very drawn to walk towards the main door. And as you approach, the front door very gently swings open. You walk inside, feeling very welcome and safe. Although you can't see anybody around, the house doesn't feel empty. Have a look around. It contains all the things that you like. Beautiful colours, very tasteful. Lots of rooms with closed doors. You decide to walk around and you approach one of the doors. What colour is the door? Write down the colour of the door. I'd like you to knock on the door. Someone opens it. A being or an angel is standing in front of you with a gift. This is the first of seven gifts, and you accept it gratefully. What is the gift? Allow the image to come into your thoughts, whether it It's a sensation or a picture of an item, whatever it is. Write it down. When you're ready, close your eyes again and go back into the house. Breathe deeply. Walking around the house, you may find you go upstairs or downstairs or along a corridor, but explore in your imagination until you come to the second door. As you approach, register the colour and texture of the door. Knock, and as the door opens, there is another being, either an angel or a guide, or perhaps simply a table with a gift waiting for you. Go and accept the gift. With gratitude. What is the second gift? Write it down and the colour of the door. Close your eyes and take yourself back into the house. Walking around again, you come to a third door. Register the colour. Knock on the door. And as it opens, there again is a gift for you. What is it? Write down the gift and the colour of the door. Close your eyes, breathe deeply and take yourself back into the house, where moving around you come to the fourth door. What colour is it? Knock on the door and find another gift. Write it down with the colour of the door. And take yourself once again back into the house. As you walk along, up or down, finding a fifth door. Walk towards the fifth door, registering the colour. Knock on the door, and as it opens, there again is another gift for you. Accepting the gift with gratitude. Write it down and the colour of the door. Breathing deeply, take yourself back into the house, where you decide to gather your gifts together and make your way back to the entrance of the house. As you do so, you see another door, door number 6. What colour is it? Walk towards the door and knock. As the door opens, there is either another being or an angel, or you walk inside the room and there is a gift waiting for you on a table. These gifts are unique to you. They are special. They are to help you on your spiritual journey. Taking the gift with gratitude, write down the 6th gift and the colour of the door. Now you feel you are very happy to have received all these wonderful blessings, and you make your way to the front door. Walking either downstairs or upstairs, around the corridors of this beautiful house, having experienced the gifts, the warmth, the welcome. Turn towards the main door, but there is a 7th door. What colour is this 7th door? It seems slightly different. Knock, and as the door opens, there, standing in front of you, is your guardian angel. The angel greets you and gives you a very special gift, the 7th gift, a gift that will help you greatly on your spiritual quest. What is this 7th gift? Write down the colour of the door and your experience with your guardian angel and the gift you have been given. As you leave the house, turn and have a last look and get a sense of the feeling of the house, that you can breathe it in. Feel it, be it, and know that you can return here at any time. Then, leaving the house, give thanks for what you've just experienced. And as the door closes and you walk back along the path to the gate, turn and look once more at the house. The house that represents you. Your innermost thoughts. Your imagination. Your soul. Find yourself walking back along the path. Then into the country lane. And amongst the trees, the grass, connecting to the earth once more. Enjoying the freedom, carrying your gathered gifts. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself to feel the joy of the experience and an inner peace. Breathe deeply and fully ground yourself back into the moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes, ready to look carefully at the colours and the seven gifts that you have been given in this meditation. Once you've had the chance to decipher your gifts and look carefully at the colours in relation to the number of the door that you were going through, you will find there is a strong spiritual significance. Each of the colours of the doors you have seen has a significance, a spiritual meaning, and each of the gifts you've been given will have a particular spiritual significance too. Be careful that you don't get confused with the images that sometimes appear in dreams, because in my experience, meditation gifts are slightly different from the ones in our dreams, which have a lot to do with the subconscious. You may find it's quite easy to decipher the gifts intuitively, or you may need help from a book of symbols, or you might like to refer to my book, Gifts from the Angels,